We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the RG DFS Tournament Takes Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Kirkwood, here with my boys, the Notorious One, Derek Farnsworth at Noto underscore RG?
Is that woo?
RG underscore,
woo!
There it is.
Let's do that. I already hit the over for the show. RG underscore Notorious, yeah.
There it is. And at Bobby Gomes DFS. Bobby, come on, give the woo.
Woo!
There it is, boys. We got the energy. We're Saturday morning. We had to delay this too. I'm doing a flu game appearance here, but we're going to bring the energy. I'm still riding high. I'm coming off another winning week, also a winning Thursday. But I haven't had anything big, you know what I mean? So we're going to keep it rolling. How you guys doing?
Yeah, doing good. Talking before the show, I really needed the Lions to win on Thanksgiving. That would have helped my week out a lot. But I don't live in a legal sports betting state, so I can't chase my losses. So instead, I just chased some showdown and donated to the DK people over there. Looking for a better week in the main slate.
Yeah,
Bobby Bitcoin, yeah. What's happening?
For me, yeah, it's a good 2 weeks in a row. I've had good weeks. Thursday, I basically got 3/4 back, so I'm fine with that. Excited for the slate, probably most prepared I've been for the show since week one. I probably shouldn't tell the audience that, but we're ready to rock and roll. I think this is going to be a very, very good show.
And a good slate. What a gift. So I wanted to say one thing. So we talk about Wong teasers, and we're going to add a little sports betting. We're going to pick our favorite games at the end of this pod each week going forward. So I uncovered a rare thing this week that I had to take advantage of. So basically the Iowa, I'm not a college football expert. I don't even follow college football, but I was in a chat and they were like, holy crap, this is the lowest total of all time, 25 point total, Iowa at Nebraska. So I was like, we got to tease this thing. So I was like, went to the sites to see if they let us tease it. They did. DK was the best with that. So I was doing, I did regular teases, but I was doing the mainly three team teasers for 10 points super tease. So I had +12.5 Iowa and over 15. It just kept making me laugh when I kept looking at each, I had to get over 15 points in this game. which it did, and I won. And then like I did like the Miami Dolphins at Pick'em. I did a bunch of other games like the Saints and things like that. So I got a lot of things rolling still. But like I think we might get this opportunity again next week or whenever they play the winner of Michigan, Ohio State. So I'll be interested to see the total. But man, because like 10 points is so much more valuable in a game that's at with a total of 25 points. It's just never the books have never seen it before. So little thing to take advantage of. But yeah, it was crazy. Chat
coming through yeah, again without Bobby and I.
Without you guys.
We're not allowed in. Well, Noto is.
It was Chop who said it was the lowest total, and I was like, we got to tease this. And he was like, holy crap, you're right. And we started banging them out. And then,
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you explain to the audience what the Wong teaser is, just so they know, because we're giving one at the end of the show, and it's going to be basically what we let off with.
Sure. So the Wong teaser is all about key numbers, and what are the key numbers in football? It's 3 points and 7 points. So what you're doing is you're looking for a six. So you do a two-team six-point teaser, which is the normal. Now, some books have changed it on Wongs and they charge higher juice for the Wong teaser, but DraftKings doesn't. DraftKings still has the same one. So a Wong teaser, six-point teaser, involves favorites of 7.5 to 8.5. So like the Lions, for instance, the Noto made the correct play. I'm sure you had it teased, right, Noto?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you teased it down to 1.5. So if they win by the 3 points, so he breaks the 7 and the 3. So that would work from 7.5 to 8.5 points. So you look for favorites at 7.5 to 8.5 points, or games that are close to that, that are like about to get pushed to that, and you wait for them to get pushed to that number. Or underdogs of 1.5 to 2.5, because let's say you have an underdog of 1.5. You take the 6 points. So now you broke the 3 and you broke the 7. You have 7.5 points there. So that's what it is. They've been, they were studied, and it provides a positive expected value. So like our boy Ags, Bobby, he loves doing these. He does these all, you know, he's all about EV. He does these all the time, but last week was a really good week for Wongs. But anyway, we're going to give our Wongs teaser. You got it? You understand?
Yeah.
For the people.
They used to do super teases at this local street book that I used to, in 2006, 2007, they were giving 16 points each way, and the league was becoming like a passing league. And this was something was I incorporated.
The parlay cards. Did you ever have those or whatever?
No, we had the parlay cards too. They'd come out on Tuesday, yeah. And by Sunday the lines would change. But they've kind of gone away from that, where you can't really take advantage of it as much as you could.
Of course,
back then.
The internet. We have the internet now.
We have the internet now. But they were like three or four years behind the internet and changing it on the parlay.
Yeah, I used to love those things.
Yeah. So funny story about the super teases was. So the league was really becoming a dramatic passing league in like 07. So I was just taking Brady, Manning, in like Breeze and getting like 16 points each way. I don't know how they were giving me this, but I hit like 20 in a row off like this bookie. And they thought like I was getting these plays because I was hitting them off the Virgin line too. So this bookie thought I was like getting plays like called in. Like it was just basically going on. See, they were just giving away too many points and they weren't adjusting. And I hammered them. And they finally cut me off. And then I went to another book and he cut me down and I immediately lost like half it back. And I was like, this is it for me for sports betting. Well, it was just it's always a hassle trying to get sports betting in, right? Like, I don't know, especially when it's a street book, but now it's legal.
Maybe the last week of the show, we'll tell some sports betting stories that get off the rails. Like I've got a story. My first bookie was literally in eighth grade. Like these scumbags came for me in eighth grade. So I was a baseball card dealer. I would sell cards, and I used to set up I had a tax license. I used to set up like the cases at card shows. This scumbag, one of these other card sellers, like, he got me a bookie. You know, he was probably making the 15% or whatever off of the losses, and I decided it would be a good idea not to pay. And then Joey Bag of Donuts came to my door.
Oh, no.
Yeah. To my parents.
I've been playing parlay cards since I was like basically around that age too. That was something that I was, because we have them all over the neighborhood at that time. So yeah, NHL was the thing that really got me off sports betting. I couldn't hit it. It was right when I started, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna take, I forget who it was, like Crosby, Ovechkin, first year in the league. They were like 1-2 seed, or maybe it was the second year. It was the first year I was gambling on a site, probably off of not doing parlay cards. And they were like first, number one, number two seeds, and they both got reverse swept. And me and my buddy were just betting them every week, and we just lost completely. And I was like, fuck this. I hate this so much. I don't know. I've always been more into fantasy.
All right. Well, people are going to get mad at us for taking too long here. So I apologize, taking it off the rails. That's hand up. That's on me. I got to be better. But all right. So we got 10 game slate. It's a good slate. It's a fun slate. It looks like we've got a couple of key games here that look to me. Buffalo at Philly. Philly Eagles -3 against Buffalo. That has shootout potential all over it. Both teams are aggressive. Both teams are really willing to ramp up the pass in certain game scripts. So you're hoping for a big back and forth game here. I think it's been overblown a little bit on Josh Allen about, you know, people saying, oh, he's not good. He leads the league in interceptions. I mean, half of those interceptions are passes that have just literally gone through a player's hands, right through his hands, or like right bounced off his hand. So I'm not worried about that, but that should be a good game. You got the tush push. Bobby loves pushing the tush, right, with Jalen Hurts. Gotta love that. Then we've got Jacksonville at Houston. Notorious boy Stroud making him look good from an early season prediction that he had. He was heavy on Stroud. Stroud looks like the man. Got the Rams, Arizona, 45.5-point total. Then Tampa Bay, Indy in the dome, which helps, 44.5-point total. But also the fact that Tampa is a pass funnel. So that game could be kind of fun. Then we've got just a bunch of other games. Really quickly, I look at the Blitz most plays. It's Atlanta, New Orleans leading the way. Tampa, Indy, followed by Jacksonville, Houston. So Cardi has a lot of plays in those three games. Thorman, snap and pace over ETR. Top three are Tampa Bay, Indy. So that correlates. Buffalo, Philly, which Cardi didn't have there. And then New Orleans, Atlanta. So they're pretty much in alignment, but Thorman is higher on the Buff Philly for a amount of plays that could break out in that game. All right. Start at the running back position. Go to QB. Line that for our stacks with wide receiver, tight ends. Bobby's all, like Bobby said, he's the most researched he's ever been for a show. So I'm assuming he's bringing the heat for the defensive segment this week. I can't wait to hear that. And then we're going to throw a couple sports bets in. There's no UFC to talk about, and maybe another story along the way. Noto, start us off quickly with a Ric Flair woo, and then I'm going to do running backs.
Woo!
There it is. All right. I'm excited. Running back position. All right. Who's going to be the chalkiest? It looks like at this point it's going to be Jonathan Taylor in that Tampa Bay game. Like I say every week, be careful. You're going to want to rely on targets in the passing game. And, you know, he's not getting a ton of that. He only got one target, one reception in the last week against New England, but that was kind of a weird game. Did have some targets against Carolina, but you cannot run up the middle on Vita Vea, so be careful with that. But I understand he's going to be really popular. It's more game environment. And also, we just don't have a ton of, like, high-end or really, like, off the charts good plays this week at running back because of the 10 game slate. We're missing a lot of the key guys. Rashad White has been tearing it up through the passing game, so he's going to be popular on the other side of that game. Also, he's just been very consistently doing well for DFS. James Conner looks like he's going to get some run, and that's kind of because of the price is 5,900, but hasn't really done anything in his 2 weeks back from injury. Has had a decent workload, 16 carries followed by 14 carries. Got three targets, two receptions in Kyler in his last game. Then we got Travis Etienne from a talent standpoint against Houston. That looks like a good spot. Javonte Williams. I personally love Derrick Henry this week. I think if he busts this week, he's dead. Like, he's just done. So this is, I'm hoping we get one last big Derrick Henry game. We've got Pacheco, Ramondre Stevenson, Barkley, all these guys. Who are your favorites, Noto?
Yeah, we'll start with Rashad White. Just got downgraded to questionable this morning, Saturday morning. So we could get Chase Edmonds shock. It looks like he is only 4,300 on DraftKings. So I would definitely go there if White is unable to go. If White's active, I'll go right back to him. The Colts, really good matchup for running backs. Outside of that, I've been playing a ton of Jonathan Taylor, but I can't get to him at 30% ownership. In tournaments, I just – you mentioned the Vita Vea, Tampa Bay defense. They're more of a pass funnel, and I really like, you know, Minshew and some of the passing options there. I love the Derrick Henry call. Panthers dead last in DVOA against the run, dead last in rush EPA. As soon as Henry gets that Thanksgiving meal in him, he typically goes nuts. I mean, they call him DeHember for – they call it DeHember for a reason. So, yeah, I like Derrick Henry quite a bit. Will Levis has looked pretty bad the last couple of games, so I do think they're going to run it a lot. I do like Isaiah Pacheco. Pretty good matchup against the Raiders. I think that's the easiest way to get exposure to the Chiefs is just to play Pacheco. McKinnon's out now, so maybe he gets a couple extra targets in the passing game. And then I also like Travis Etienne against Houston, just a guy that's going to get a ton of touches. He's had at least 23 touches in four of his last seven games, one of which was against the Texans. So I think that's an interesting spot. It looks like he's only going to be, you know, 10 to 15% owned, which I like quite a bit.
Woo! Bobby, what do you got?
Yeah, so for me, the Pacheco call, like taking McKinnon out, I think he becomes super strong. The White news, you're obviously – Edmonds is going to be someone who's going to, like, fly up in terms of projection. I think you guys made a really good case to fade Taylor. Don't really love that. These Cleveland running backs I think are interesting. Jerome Ford or Kareem Hunt. I will say for tournaments, just be careful because Hunt's snaps did go up, but Ford got a lot of the red zone stuff. So he's someone that I definitely have interest in. Jalen Warren with Canada out I think is interesting. Now you're taking – it seems like Tomlin wants Warren to be the – wanted Warren to be the guy the whole time, and Canada was just working Najee back in. So I can see playing him. Another guy I find pretty interesting, I think DeAndre Swift, like obviously he's in the highest paced game, but he might be the lowest owned of the skill players outside of A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith for Philly. So I like him a good bit. You guys hit on pretty much all the chalky guys. Kyren Williams is someone I think who's in tournaments I'm going to have significant exposure to. They're taking him off special teams. He's going to be someone who's going to see a ton of the workload. So all over him. Two guys down under 5K that for large field stuff that I find might get lost in translation in terms of everything that's kind of gone on throughout the week and just with news and who's projecting pretty good already. Khalil Herbert in the passing game, if they're chasing, it's like a pretty good matchup for the running back from a pass game standpoint. They're in Minnesota, so I find him a little bit interesting for large field stuff. And Chuba Hubbard versus Tennessee, obviously you don't want to run too much against Tennessee, but in the passing game, they can be exploited a little bit. So he's someone I like for the more larger field tournaments. We kind of hit on everything up top. Ramondre Stevenson, someone that's going to pop a little bit versus the Giants. It's a fantastic matchup. What you want to do with Stevenson, obviously Zeke's there as well, but I still think Stevenson's a pretty good play. And that's pretty much it. The New Orleans running backs grade out well, but I think Taysom would probably be the guy I'd have the most interest in the passing game and just hoping he kind of gets that goal line touch. That's more of a large field play as well. That's all my running backs.
You know what stands out to me? Just this was interesting. Tampa hasn't given up a rushing touchdown to a running back all year.
All year. Like, yeah.
All year. Not a single rushing touchdown, and now we're getting a 6,900 Jonathan Taylor chalk when he also it's a split backfield too with Moss. So Yeah, I mean, he's probably going to bury us, but that just does seem like the fade. And then I love Pacheco, you know, with McKinnon out. So, I mean, you just look at the snaps. It was basically, they were sharing them all, basically. He was 60%. He's already at 60%, and 30% was going to McKinnon. Pacheco has shown the ability to be used in the passing game, and that's what matters most to Patrick Mahomes. He also looked really good, and also Max Crosby is out for the Raiders as like kind of the key of their whole defensive scheme and system and their leader. So, and the Chiefs need to bounce back here in a big way. So it just makes too much sense. I know Andy Reid and Mahomes, they love to just pass, but like, I feel like Pacheco can work out from either end by the running back usage, just getting carries if they actually go that way. He should have a ton of success in this matchup or even through the pass, and he's only 6,200. So if I just get every play and I have to pick my one favorite play, not ownership related, Pacheco is it this week for me. And then also Derrick Henry. So that's where I'm going to be living and dying on. What about some other flyers? Like, did you mention Jalen? Anyone mentioned Jalen Warren and I wasn't listening? Or
I did. I mentioned Warren. Yep.
Sorry, what about Bijan? Coming off of 23 touches, season high.
I like Bijan. It's just the matchup, I think, isn't the greatest, but in like large field stuff, he is in my tournament pool. I just don't know how much I'm going to get to him.
Finally, the week nobody wants to play him. It's got to be the week he plays well.
I like Kamara, but man, look at that price.
I think Kamara's a strong play too. It's just you have to worry about Tate. Like, Michael Thomas is out. I don't know how much usage that really gives to Taysom. It's going to be Rashid and Perry. I think Perry steps in for the slot there. So I don't know. I actually think I'm in larger field stuff. I'm definitely playing Taysom.
Bobby, you weren't lying. You're prepared, my dude.
Yeah. This is like me on a Sunday show. It's like me on a Sunday show. You're getting Sunday Bob.
What about Josh Jacobs?
What?
What about Josh Jacobs?
Josh Jacobs against the Chiefs.
I like the Chiefs D. What do we see from the Chiefs D last week? They were shutting everyone down. Like, how are we not?
Guys, defense Woo! Ready.
Chiefs ready to go. Let's go. Maybe Saturday mornings are the show, but Noto doesn't want to do the Saturday morning stuff. So
it's just 2 hours difference. You know, I'm just waking up, getting the old man ready.
Yeah, you know how it goes. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I didn't even realize. Yeah, it's
too early. I would rather do Saturday morning. Just would rather get more views too. So we'll see.
Yeah, that's the thing. The day before you get there it is. But man, you can't deny the energy that's coming through here. All right. I think that's pretty good. I mean, we could always it's funny. Singletary's not gonna be owned. Is that correct here?
Yeah, it's a positive matchup in the passing game for Singletary. I would be playing some Singletary because I'm definitely playing Stroud at that ownership. So, yeah, I like Singletary, but I think, he gets lost in translation as well. We really haven't hit on him too much.
So it's just so crazy with him. So he goes from chalk, where he totally busts, to nobody plays him but me the next week. And then he smashes, and then he's chalk, and he's smashes again last week against Arizona, and now that's like the marquee. That's like one of the marquee games this week on a game where we're like kind of thirsty for everything, and he's going to be extremely low owned, it looks like, and he's coming off of 22. Like, I understand he got 30 carries 2 weeks ago, and I was like, wow, but he still got 22 carries last week, and he got two targets.
So Pierce is going to play. I think that's why
he's back. That's what it is.
Full practice on Friday.
All right.
But that's good. It'll probably still be Singletary first, I would guess. But
do you think they'll jam him back out there like this? Or
I mean, I would think Singletary still gets the RB1, but I mean, not the same usage as the last couple weeks.
So he's been good. He hasn't been the most efficient. So I could see Pierce coming back in and having his same role.
I think my previous woo woke my kid up. So this is going to get interesting.
Nice.
Nice.
All right. So I'm showing he's questionable, but you're saying
No, yeah, he's questionable, but he practiced in full on Friday.
Yeah, so. Okay, I got it. Yep. Thank you, Noto. All right. Let's move it on over to quarterbacks. We've got, it's kind of weird. So we've got like the, it's like Hurts versus Josh Allen. And then Trevor, then we have like Trevor Lawrence. Baker Mayfield is going to get some love. Gardner Minshew. Kyler, who's like king of these first halves. And then since he's come back, he's gone in the first half and then just fizzled each week. But still looks pretty good to me. Stroud is up there at 7,700. Mahomes, again, 8,200. But Mahomes, you know, it's his lack of receiving weapons. And Kelsey's starting to look a little bit slower. I mean, did Taylor ruin Kelsey? Anyone have a take there?
She just needs to be at the game, right?
Well, I don't know. His back, like maybe he's doing a little too much. I don't know. His back's, he looks stiff as a board out there. Like he looks like with the end of Gronk, he kind of looked like last week to me. I don't know. Matthew Stafford is interesting because it's Arizona. And, you know, I know Kupp went down hurt last week. So Kupp's fine, supposed to be back this week. And all reports are that he's fine. I think, you know, when you like mess up your ankle enough and then you kind of like roll it again, you always think it's like way worse than it is. I think that's like kind of what happened in that game last week. And he could have come back in, but they played it safe with him. So this could be the flop flag spot for Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford. I don't know. It gets really gross, you know, because we don't have like we've got Browning now playing for Cincinnati. We've got just a bunch of gross names. DTR. I don't know. Noto, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm playing a total of four quarterbacks this week, and they're all in the same two games. I like the Eagles and the Bills game. So Josh Allen's probably my favorite play on the slate. If you look at the advanced metrics, I mean, the Bills are top three in success rate, EPA, and you look at the Eagles' defense. They give up a lot of points to wide receivers. They give up a lot of points to quarterbacks. And this is finally a game where the Bills are underdogs, so they're going to stay aggressive throughout. Allen's my favorite play by far. Don't mind Hurts on the other side if you do want to do that. He wasn't as mobile as I was kind of hoping last week, but you always get the tush push. And then another game, I like the Colts and Bucks, just two teams that are kind of pass funnel defenses. So I like Baker Mayfield, especially if Rashad White's out, then I think that's even better for the passing game. And I like Gardner Minshew, like a nice leverage there off of JT, pair him up with Pittman, pair him up with Downs. So yeah, those are my four and I'm fading everyone else.
Hurts looked pretty good to me. And he had that other run too, which was like a draw up the middle, like a 10-yard run or something, or 9-yard run in the red zone, where he like actually exploded with burst and like got in no problem. But I hear you, like it seems like he's like avoiding taking hits and whatnot. But I think it's in him to explode if in a key game like this potentially. Bobby, what are you liking?
Same top four as Noto. And then outside of that, like pretty much I like Kyler. My QB pool is going to be pretty condensed too. Allen, Hurts, Minshew, Stroud, Kyler. That's pretty much it. I think you can make a case. I'm never playing him, but Derek Carr would be the sixth, and I have no interest. I guess Lawrence would be the sixth, but he just doesn't have a ceiling. Carr would be seven, and I don't want to play Derek Carr at all. I wish Jameis was playing. If Jameis was playing, I'd have much more interest in the Saints quarterback. Hitting on Lawrence, I don't see the ceiling with Lawrence at all. Why I like Kyler is it's super condensed. And we'll get into his receiving weapons as well, but McBride shows very good again this week. Also, I have interest in Moore and Greg Dortch. So I like Kyler a good bit. I don't want to reiterate like the top. Like Noto just pretty much got in all of them. Stroud, I think, is going to be too low owned for obviously the talent that we've seen over the last 3 weeks. So I would definitely consider him. Can't overlook him.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, let me make a ceiling case for Lawrence. So he did rush for 2 touchdowns last week. He left some passing yards on the table. You know, it was Tennessee. You would expect a bigger game, but it was also a blowout. 262 yards passing. You know, if we can get him up over to 300, which he has all of his weapons healthy. He's got Zay Jones back. Ridley looks good. He's got, you know, full array of weapons. So I think his ceiling could be good here personally.
If you guys had to play a sub 5K guy, who would it be?
Yeah, so I was going to ask Bobby who's starting for the Pats this week.
It's Zappy, but do we know that Mac Jones isn't going to work in? Like, I'm pretty sure it's Zappy, but if it's like two quarterbacks, like they obviously the matchup's not bad. Who do you want to pair him with? Like that's like if it's Mac Jones, then I like Demario Douglas. I'm fine with him. I think he brings Douglas into play. I think projections will reflect that if he is starting, but I think we see both. So it's like, what can we do? You know, a lot of guessing till we have like more clarity. Unless we do have clarity, I'm missing the news, and then chat's going to get on me in the YouTube chat. But I'm pretty sure that they're going to play.
Yeah,
you're on top of it today.
Okay.
Chat can't touch you.
Yeah, stay away from me, chat. I need some woo comments or whatever. My voice just cracked. That's not going to go over well.
So to answer Noda's question, 5K or under. So what are our options? AOC, DTR.
I've got
one. We're not doing any of that.
Bryce Young.
Bryce Young might be the one. Like if you really want to,
Tennessee
want to go there,
pass funnel.
Tennessee pass funnel. Pair him with Thielen. Bring back with Henry.
With the big dog.
Thielen's matchup isn't the greatest with Bunting back, though. I will say that. That's right. And then who else are you going to throw? Who else is it going to be like out of that? Who do you want if it's not Thielen in that receiving from those to pair him with? Like Tommy Tremble at 2-6? There's not really much.
All right. I got to grab a charger real quick. I'll be right back. Keep talking.
All right. Woo! All right. That's everything a quarterback.
Who's the secondary receiver you would play Bryce Young with, like outside of the
I was almost thinking like you could I was almost thinking like being crazy and being like, okay, we can play him naked because I have no clue who to pair him with. And like
yeah, but not larger
that helps
stuff,
me
right?
that helps me pay and run it back with Henry and then just you know, like using like the supplement QB, just trying to like stay in the game with like some of the other studs and then being able to fit whatever you need.
I don't want to poo-poo this take, but I hate it for
it just won like, the Millie Maker. And it just won
I know the Millie it won Maker. The, I know it won the Millie Maker, but what I'm saying is I don't
by accident.
I would imagine that kid was probably I can definitely tell you what optimizer he was using and why that happened, but yeah.
Well he
I don't
was
know.
Hand first of all, he was first of all, he was hand building unless because
he didn't hand over naked, did he?
Well, he had the flick. He had the flex filled with the early spot. So that's all the hand build.
Yeah.
But he could have been looking. He could have been like looking at an optimizer and then like.
Yeah.
Talking about the Millie Maker winner.
Yeah.
I've heard ten of the Millie Maker winners this year have had a 1 PM receiver in the flex.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's the new stack. I'm gonna try it. It's the new All right. Wide receiver. AJ Brown, tough to fit, 9K, probably best play on the slate. In that marquee of Buffalo, turn it around, Diggs. And, you know, with a lot of chatter going on, you know, with Diggs' brother and whatnot on Twitter and, you know, with them not utilizing him enough, you got to think in a game like this, especially when you can't really run on the Eagles, that you would think that the pass will be more open and Diggs, they should just feed Diggs in this game. So I really like Diggs. Jamar Chase is up there from a price perspective, but Browning, you know, it would be like a deep GBP play and just hope that Browning, you know, maybe that you guys have a take on Browning.
Just don't know much about him, to be honest.
Bobby, you watch his player profile. What are his hand size? What do you run the combine? Do you have his combine figures and whatnot?
I don't even know who he is. I'm stumped. Who's Browning?
Spark score.
Who's Browning?
Burrow's replacement.
Oh yeah, the QB. I'm not playing him. No way. There's no reason to play Chase on this slate, right? Like you could.
For a guy who could hit a monster big play at absolutely zero ownership, but he's also expensive, so that's why he's going to be.
We've had receivers go off with like no name quarterbacks. Like just think Amari Cooper. A couple weeks this year did well. I don't know. Yeah, it's Chase. Whatever, you're paying a premium. I just would rather get to all the other higher end receivers.
The chalk is kind of going to settle in on this mid range. Well, Tank Dell is going to be talking just because he's a baller and he's just crushing lately. Christian Kirk in this mid range because of that game, Jacksonville, Houston. Michael Pittman. Because of that game and the pass funnel, Tampa Bay, he's 6,800. Josh Downs is going to be like the cheap chalk, and he's good. You know, he's got potential, especially in this game. In the dome, Calvin Ridley, pop Demario Douglas, because the Patriots have absolutely no one, and they're playing the Giants. I like Rashid Shaheed, just not because he's not replacing Michael Thomas, just that maybe there's more targets that could be fed his way, and you have to take into account his explosive play upside, which I think he definitely has. But you could see a big touchdown from Shaheed. I like, I don't know, Cooper Kupp, Ridley, all these guys look decent. Devontae Smith without Goddard. Who are your favorites, Noto?
Yeah, first off, my little one's too smart. Every time I have a show, he comes down with some candy and asks if he can have it. And he knows I'm not going to argue with him because I'm trying to get him out of here. So every single time, he just comes down with some Pop Rocks. Yeah, whatever, dude.
Pop Rocks, I love it.
Yeah, Pop Rocks. All right, back to receivers. So you mentioned Brown and Diggs, man. Those are two of my favorites for sure. Eagles dead last in fantasy points allowed to wide receivers. You got the squeaky wheel narrative. And Brown, too. I mean, he only had one catch last week. So I think both of them are going to get peppered with targets. It's hard to build a lineup with them both in it. But you can go, you know, Hurts, Brown, Kincaid. You can go Allen, Brown, Kincaid, something like that. I like Pittman quite a bit. Talked about Minshew against that pass funnel of the Buccaneers. Nice leverage off of JT. And then for value, you mentioned Douglas. I think he's interesting. I like Shaheed with MT out. And then I also like Greg Dortch a little bit. He's one of those guys, especially on DraftKings, that can get you a lot of PPR points. Doesn't look like Wilson's going to play. And Marquise Brown is currently questionable. And we kind of all thought it was going to be the Rondale Moore game last week. He had that, you know, long touchdown in the first quarter, then didn't get another target the rest of the game. It was all Dortch after that. So we've seen him have some big games in the past, and I think he's an interesting value play. Other than that, the Houston guys, once again, Tank Dell, Nico Collins. I think Collins is a little bit better option on FanDuel. Tank probably better on DraftKings. And then I'll keep an eye on Zay Jones. For whatever reason, Christian Kirk has been great when Jones has been out, and Ridley's been great when Jones has been in. I don't know if there's an actual causation to that correlation, but something to keep in mind leading up to Sunday morning.
All right, Bobby.
Yeah, for me, Mike Evans right here. Yeah, for me, it's pretty much the same up top. Noto kind of hit on all those guys. Brown, Diggs, that's how I'd probably rank them. Devontae Smith, you're definitely playing these pass catchers from that Buffalo and Philly game. Josh Downs is someone I love. Like, if people are just going to flock to Pittman, I'm still going to have Pittman. But I think Downs is by far, not like by far, but he's easily my favorite play out of the Indy receivers. I think he's super strong. Noto hit on Dortch. Prefer Dortch to Moore. I think he could still play. I think he could still play Moore, but I played Dortch last week. I think he could still get to Dortch. I think he's a very good play. Going down here, just trying to figure out who else I would have interest in. I've only given a couple receivers. One sec. Let me just pull up. Sorry, that was. Yeah, Evans is in play. I think I like him a good bit. Cooper Kupp, super strong. Don't mind getting to him. If people are going to play Juju, just play Demario Douglas. I know it's 1,400 more, but Demario Douglas is just so much better. Juju's at 3K. Like, I do think people are actually going to try to play Juju tomorrow. I cannot see myself ever clicking that name.
Well, we got another 3K play too that's being pumped out into optimals.
Watson, yeah, A.T. Perry, I would imagine. Is no, it A.T. Justin Perry?
Watson.
Oh, Watson's 3K?
Yeah, after 11 targets. Last week.
Yeah. So Watson's easily the strong. Watson's easily the number one wideout for the min price guys. That's
they just have so many guys. I can't do it. He hadn't got more than 8 fantasy points the rest of the year.
Yeah, but now you don't think that it's coming. So you would pivot to Rice. You would probably have more exposure to Rice, I would imagine.
I mean, they got Rice, Hardman, Sky Moore. Who else? They got like 3 other guys that they're playing. MVS. It's just hard, man. I don't know. And plus, it's going to be way ahead.
It was on an island game, too. So, like, you're definitely poking holes to where I'm probably circling the wagons now and being like,
no one likes the thought of Watson, but they're just trying to sell themselves because it just makes everyone's looking for three, you know, the price savings so they can fit AJ Brown or
stuff. He's had more than two catches two times this year. I don't know.
Who do we like better, Ridley or Kirk? Like, where are we kind of going there? I think Kirk's more of the cash game play, and I prefer Ridley for tournaments. But Zay Jones is back.
So yeah, like I said,
I think that hurts.
Sorry, when Zay's in, Ridley's been awesome, and when Zay's out, Kirk's been awesome. I don't know if there's anything to it, but
okay, that's good to know. I think I would prefer Ridley then. Yeah, who else? A.T. Perry is going to be running the majority of the snaps for Mike Thomas. I like Kirk's call, just play Shaheed. Like, we know what Shaheed is. He's been super explosive all season long, so I don't mind getting to him. Outside of that, like, I don't really – like, it would only be one of Puka or Kupp for me, and I think I'd lean Kupp from the Rams receivers. Let's say that. Like, I don't have a ton. If you guys have anything else, man, Khalil Shakir down at 3-6, I think we can make a case, right? Like, that's a game everyone's going to be targeting. He's going to be lost in translation. Could throw Gabe Davis in the mix, but I'd much, much, much prefer Shakir. Gabe Davis is just dust, in my opinion.
Good call. He went nuts last week, right?
He's good. I've always thought he was good, and I think he's someone that they want to bring along, and it seems like Allen has faith in him. You're going to see so much of that ownership go to guys like Diggs, like Kincaid. Kincaid's a phenomenal play this week. So maybe Shakir is like one of those pieces in that game that gets lost in translation. He's 600 more than all these min price receivers, and I really like him. So, yeah, I think he's a very good play.
One other 3K guy. What about Jalen? Is it Hyatt? Yeah, Jalen Hyatt. Looks like Darius Slayton's out, so maybe he's the guy in New York.
I really like that call. That's someone I haven't heard all week, and the Patriots tend to get beat by these burner receivers. No one's going to play Hyatt. I'm throwing in my player pool. So from all of the years I've watched of the Patriots, the receiver like Hyatt, for whatever reason, just gets deep against the Patriots. So I can play some Hyatt.
What a game, huh?
Oh, it's awful. Well,
Are you guys sweating something?
Maybe we tease that. I was just looking.
Oh, that game. Okay.
All right. Anyone else? Flyers? Trying to look.
I was listening to the Squirrel and JM show. They were on Pickens. Didn't really cross
because
mind.
Because of the...
I don't know. It was kind of on in the background. I can't remember the reasoning, but...
I kind of like Deontay more than Pickens. Maybe that's – I would prefer Deontay.
I always lean that way too.
Don't they have a new OC or something? Did that
– Yeah, Canada's out. That's what the whole – Canada's gone. Yeah. He's been excommunicated from Pennsylvania. So.
Yeah, I can see it. All right, let's move on down to tight end. I mean, it's hard to deny – McBride's usage at this point. There's really not a lot of good plays here at tight end. He's probably going to be the most popular, and it looks like for good reason after the usage every week. I mean, you got to go back to week six, and he had as low as 5 targets over the last 6 games. Had another 5 target game against Cleveland, but had 14 targets against Baltimore, 9 targets against Atlanta, 7 last week. Kyler looks to be locking into him. So 4,700, good game environment. Have to like that. Dalton Kincaid, sounds like Noto's on him. And for good reason. I mean, the guy's basically a wide receiver. Evan Engram, good game environment. Busted last time he was chalk. Maybe that takes people away from him a little bit. But there aren't a lot of options. Kelsey, no one's really going to want to play him. He's going to be somewhere around 10%. Looks like maybe 10-15%, but that's someone who absolutely can separate from the field. I don't know. Dalton Schultz, one of the Pats guy, you know, Hunter Henry potentially. I could see Hunter Henry, actually. I don't mind that, 3,400. I don't know. Noto, who you got?
Go ahead, Bobby.
If it is Zappy, I feel like he really I feel like this is where you're coming with the Henry call. He really kind of latched on to Henry last year, so I think Henry's a super sharp call. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's hard for me to get away with the three that are projecting the best: Evan Engram, Trey McBride, Dalton Kincaid. Just seems like they have such a higher ceiling than everyone else other than Kelsey. But, yeah, I mean, chalk tight ends typically don't turn out all that well. Maybe go Kate Otten in that Tampa Bay game. And outside of that, I did hear like a ding go off when you were talking about Kelsey. So maybe that was a sign from the fantasy gods. I'm not sure what the ding was. But
it was my mom. Yeah, my mom texted. Mom Dukes.
Okay, there you go. She likes Kelsey.
She probably does. You think she's probably like, oh, Chris, did you see Taylor Swift?
If you think about Kelsey from like a roster construction standpoint, with Justin Watson and Pacheco pretty much being like guys that are going to be in a lot of builds, Kelsey seems like a very good leverage play. So I definitely don't mind getting 2x the field or more than that on Kelsey.
You might have to do a double. You might have to do a double, but that could still work pretty easily. You might have to play Watson to get. Make it easier to have Kelsey and the pay up at Mahomes, but you know, certainly like that makes it for a great stack. I think
what I do worry about with that stack is this game's grading out as like the slowest pace game. But that's what I would like. That's why we didn't really hit on Mahomes. I would imagine from a passing perspective, when Watson's popping like he is, yeah, I don't know. Kincaid, like, how do we not look at Kincaid, all the targets he got last week? in that game. He's going to be very chalky. I really like Kincaid, McBride, usage through the roof. I think he's a good play. Kirk, I really like the Henry call. Like, I think we could really try to at 3-4. Like, I think he's a very good play. I don't know, everyone, Dalton Schultz, like maybe he gets lost in translation. His price has come up to 5-4. I think Stroud's going to get lost in translation in general. So just playing Schultz, I think, is fine. Yeah, that's pretty much all the tight ends.
I got to look up Freiermuth snaps last week.
Do we think Freiermuth was hurt by Canada? Because he's been very, very bad.
53% of the snaps last week.
Not too bad.
Yeah. 2,900. I could probably sell myself. I mean, Bobby liked, could be a week, you know, Bobby was a week early. Bobby liked him last week. I remember at 2,500, I think.
Yeah, I don't mind playing him this week either.
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of gross. There's not much else. Njoku, Dalton Schultz, whatever.
Njoku was the guy who got peppered by their quarterback. I got this wrong on the show, I think, 2 weeks ago, and someone messaged me in the comments. It wasn't Cooper. It was Njoku. Maybe we're overlooking Njoku. Njoku might be the type of very – Njoku should definitely be in your player pool.
Well, you know, this is where we're going to get all the alpha from this show is coming up right now is the Bobby Gomes defense segment. This is where we're going to make our money, boys. Let's go. What do you got? I'll tell you who's chalk. It's chalk is going to be Patriots. Chalk is going to be Chiefs. And then everyone's kind of up for grabs from there. But give me the bet. Who's going to score the most points, Bobby?
Hey, you made me blush every time you bring me in on this segment, just knowing how important defense is to the roster construction of a DFS lineup. Happy I can be the lead in the industry at defensive takes. I have no – dude, I like the Chiefs. The fact that they're chalk is, like, irritating me a little bit. I like pairing them up with Pacheco. I think, like – oh, this I had a good one. I forget where I was going.
Big dog.
Maybe Carolina versus Will Levis is an off the board one for GPPs.
I was thinking big dog with the Titans.
Or the Titan or Tennessee. Yeah. Pairing him up with Henry. Do we know how cold it's gonna be in that game? Is Henry dust? Like, what do we only break? I don't think he's really had many long runs all year. What are we trying to figure out? What's the situation with Henry?
You know what it is? You're betting on whether he's dust or not this week. Like, and you know, he's been in a tough situation. It's not like they have like a good quarterback situation or anything like that. They've had some line problems and whatnot, but this is the matchup, right? And this is like a game where they should just lean on him and just, you know, and maybe he's going to throw one of his little screen pass touchdowns or like, you know, or whatever. It's just betting on whether he's going to be dust or not is what the way I look at it. And like, I'm like, this is it. I'm ready to play this guy at this price. Like, I'll take my chances.
Yeah. My issue would be if the game script just goes away slightly, it seems like they go away from Henry immediately, but
no doubt Bryce about Young, it. Yeah.
With Bryce Young as a quarterback, I think they'll be in this game the entire time. So yeah, I like the Henry call, and Tennessee Titans defense looks good too.
Yeah, the last two times the Titans won, he had 26 touches, and the win before that, 23 touches. So,
yeah.
So, don't blow it early, and I think we're going to be good.
All right, what are we doing for this Wong?
Wong, we're cooking up a Wong teaser here, okay?
Yep.
Give me the Browns.
It's going to be so Wong that it's right. All right, so let's what you say? What do you like? You like the Browns?
I like the Browns. Up to on 7.
Are you teasing or do you like them just straight out in the game anyway?
Both, but for this purpose, let's do the up to 7.5.
All right. Well, I guess we've got to go for the second leg. So the first thing I do is I try to look for lower totals. It makes no sense, but like, so that would be that Bengals would stand out as a long, but I don't really have faith, and they're at home. I don't really have faith in Browning, though. I'm a little scared about that, so I'll keep looking. The Texans are long. The Cardinals, I think I would go with the Arizona Cardinals plus 8.5.
Okay, Bobby, what's the third leg?
We don't even need a third leg. What's the third pick? You had a team you liked, right? Just give a side you liked.
No, I'm trying. I need to rethink this. Or we have the Browns. Who was the other one?
Cardinals.
It's going to be up to me, huh? Because it's going to hit. I like the Cardinals do look good.
The Bucks are long, too.
What about Minnesota?
Get them up to, 9.5?
Monday night.
Oh, it's Monday night. Oh. We're staying on the mains, right?
Sorry, they're favored too.
It's gonna be on me. Fuck. Shit. No. Help me out. Help me out here, because
we don't even need we only need two for Wong. So we would have to do separate Wong. Like we could
three
do
man multiple. Show, you know?
Yeah. What so about what we could do is a three man round robin of Wongs.
Okay.
Let me go with the
Bucks.
You get we'll the go, oh never mind.
We'll go the
Bucks plus 8.5 when they're good at stopping the run.
I like Minshew though. Yeah, we could take the Bucks plus 8.5. That's fine.
All right. So
what was the team you liked before the show? Steelers?
Didn't he like Pitt?
I just like the Steelers to win. It doesn't fit the 3 and the 7, right?
It does. So that's what I was saying. Give the side, but I like that too. So let's bet it.
You want to take the want to go Pittsburgh instead of the Bucks? Yeah, I like Pittsburgh.
All right.
So it's the Browns, the Cardinals, and Pitt, right?
So we're teasing Browns, well, Cardinals, and then Pitt separate.
And then we're betting Pitt. Then we're just betting Pitt straight up. Minus the 2. We're going to break your bookies. You're going to ruin his holiday season. We're going to pay for Christmas this week. All right?
Yeah. Woo!
Confidence. Woo! Woo! All right. We got to do our favorite stacks. Almost forgot. All right.
Someone's doing woo in my living room. I think it's my girlfriend. My kid's probably liking it.
All right, favorite stacks. I mean, I personally like the Jaguars, the Jags with Trevor Lawrence.
Going Ridley or Kirk?
You can do both. They're just perfect. They both have that mid-range price. So that's the way I want to do it. Double stack. Bring it back with Tank or Nico. And that's chalky, I'm sure. I'm sure that will be chalky, but small field stuff, that's fine. You're going to see tons of Hurts and Josh Allen. For larger field, I mean, it's tough to play. I just think I want to do that. I want to have some exposure to Mahomes, take the Mahomes, Kelsey, and Watson. And then the problem is, who do I run it back with? Devontae? Do I need a run back? I'm not doing Jacobs. I think it's Devontae. Let me just make sure I can make that fit nicely. While Noto gives your favorites.
All right, only one stack for me this week. I'm going Josh Allen to Kincaid and bringing it back with AJ Brown.
Bobby, what you got?
Minshew to Downs, bring it back with Evans.
And let me just see what I'm coming up with. It can be done. Let's see if I can do one more thing. Oof. Oh, it's a little tight. So I got Mahomes, Watson, Kelsey, bring it back with Devontae Adams. And you're going to have to play. You're going to have to fool around at a wide receiver and take some other lower price ones. I would take Rashid, Shaheed. Or you can do that. You could do Dortch as well. You could also come down at running back a little bit with like a Jaylen Warren. Guys, we mentioned some maybe I wouldn't play Pacheco as part of this, but maybe Javonte Williams or something. I know it's a tough matchup against Cleveland, but 5,700 looks appealing. But anyway, that's my larger field stuff. Mahomes, Kelsey, Watson with Adams. You can make it work. All right. That's it. That's a wrap for the people. We had the energy, I think. You know, good show, bad show. I don't know.
We'll find out in the comments.
Yeah, we'll be back again for next week. Week 13. Let's crush this week. Let's keep the momentum going. Let's keep the bets rolling. Let's smash. I know Noto's going to be driving. You're going to be heading in the car to the border to go put this wong tease in and this in the Steelers, because you're you got to support the boys here. So I'm going to put my Steelers bet in right now too as well. All right, let's get it. That's a wrap. This has been the RG DFS Tournament Takes podcast. Week 12. We'll be back for week 13 next week. Thank you.